Similar developments occurred in the Far East, as Japan, like Italy, an Allied power unsatisfied with its territorial gains in the treaty, moved towards a more militaristic, fascist-like government, requiring absolute obedience to the emperor. With their early start in industrialization, the Japanese took great pride in the nation's accomplishments. The emperor and his military advisors soon devised a plan to increase the Japanese economy through a new wave of Pacific Ocean imperialism. The Greater East Asia Co-Prosperity Sphere would unite Asian countries under the best leader, Japan's emperor, of course, working to remove European influence and become a true Pacific empire. Realizing that all three countries shared very similar ambitions and goals, these three Axis powers were soon united. Hitler's dream was to conquer Europe, the Japanese ambition was to conquer Asia, and Italy wanted to restore the Roman Empire in the southern Mediterranean and throughout Africa. Though this global takeover does look like the plotline of a comic book, this was very nearly reality, particularly as the Depression limited democratic countries' powers. Axis nations, on the other hand, like their communist enemy, the USSR, were outproducing the rest of the world because they were working on a build-up of their militaries, forbidden by the treaty, in Germany's case. It's a sad fact that total war improves the economy. T-O-T-A-L space W-A-R. Because total war products are meant to be destroyed very quickly. While the individual was subservient to the state in this pre-war effort, the Axis states prospered. Soon enough, the states were on the move, unifying master races and attempting to put weaker races in their conquered places.